Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yuma Daf Pei Hei. We begin on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We're in the midst of a sugya of Pikuach Nefesh, which is Doicha Shabbos, and Shmuel told us a chiddush. Roiv, majority, doesn't really present a criterion when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. Ein Hoychun b'Pikuach Nefesh Echa Roiv. So even if it's just a small, minute chance that a Yisrael is in trouble, Yom Chalal Shabbos on his behalf. Says the Gemara three lines from the bottom, Umi Yamar Shmuel Hachi, is that so? Vatznan, listen to this mission. Motze Batinaik Mushlach. We have a city where there are Yisraelim living, Goyim living, and you find an abandoned baby. His identity is unknown. What is the law? How do you treat him? Like Israel or a Goy? Im Reiv Kutim Kuti. Most residents in the town are Goyim. You assume he's a Goy. Im Reiv Yisrael, Yisrael. Majority are Yisrael. You identify him as a Yisrael. Mechza Mechza Yisrael. If it's 50-50 there as well, we treat him like a Yisrael. Vamarav lo yishanu. When we have a majority of Yisrael, we consider him like Yisrael. That only pertains to Elalach Yosei. To support him, to provide his needs, the mitzvah, v'chei achicha imcha. We assume that he's Israel, we have to feed him. Aval yachsoi loy, when it comes to yichus, for instance, if she's a girl, her ability to marry a kohen, we can't really determine that she's Israel. Rashi brings the Gemara in Ksubas, one more machmer. We need twice roiv. Most of the town have to be Israelim, and most of this particular neighborhood as well. Otherwise, we have to be cheshish, she's not a Yisrael, and even if she's Mizgayer, a Geyeris is not kosher for a kohen. So Rab says the halacha of Roiv Yisraelim is a Yisrael, pertains to our chiyuv, to support him, supply him with his needs. U'shmuel amar l'fakeach al v'sagal. When most of the town are Yisraelim, we consider him as a Yisrael, that applies to the halacha of digging him out of the rubble on Shabbos. Apparently, says the Gemara, we follow the Roiv formula when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh as well, even according to Shmuel. Look, he clearly says that only when it's Roiv Yisrael, which allows us to identify this baby as a Yisrael as well, do we proceed on Shabbos. But otherwise, if it's 50-50, and certainly when it's mostly Kutim, and this child is most likely not a Yisrael, I'm a chal Shabbos for him. Ki itma de Shmuel areisha itma. This statement of Shmuel was not in reference to the halacha of Roiv Yisraelim Yisrael. No. It was going back to the first case. Im Roiv Kutim Kuti. Mishnah says, if most residents were Goyim, this child is identified as a Goy. Amar Shmuel. Ule inyan pekuach nevesh einei kein. We have one exception. When it comes to saving a life, even if Roiv are Goyim, you have to be mefakeach the gal, because we don't follow the Roiv criterion when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. Tosfos brings a pasuk, v'chai bohem, v'l midarshem v'lo yishyamos bohem. Let's read the words of Tosfos inside on top. Shlo yuchel love b'shem inin le'demisis Yisrael. Hashem obligates us to look after the life of a Yid in any case. B'shem inyan. We have to ensure that he lives. So even if it's just a minute chance, one in a million, Yimuchiv to save him, even on Shabbos. Let's get back to the Mishnah. You find this abandoned child. And the Mishnah says, Imroiv Kutim Kuti. Most residents are Goyim. We assume he is a Goy as well. L'may Hilchasa. What's the Nafkamina? When it comes to saving him, we just said, even if it's Roiv Kutim, we have to treat him as a Yisrael. So what's the point of saying Roiv Kutim is a Kuti? Amar Papa L'chila Nevelis. Very simple. We are allowed to feed him something which is not kosher. As Rashi says, until he grows up and he becomes a Yid, if he chooses to do so. The Mishnah says, Im Roiv Yisrael, if most residents are Yisraelim, Yisrael, we assume this child is a Yisrael as well, L'may Hilchasa. What's the point of mentioning this halacha? To feed him in a velo? You can't do so even if it's just 50-50. So what's the point of saying that if it's Roiv Yisraelim, he's a Yisrael? And says the Gemara, L'hachsu l'avidasa. If you find a lost item that belongs to him, if it's a Goyish item, you don't return it. You're not allowed to return it. Tosfos brings the Gemara. In Sanhedrin, you're not allowed to return Aveda to a Goy. But in this case, where it's Roiv Yisrael in town, we assume this child is to be identified as a Yisrael, and you go ahead and you return a lost item to him. The Mishnah says, Mechza Mechza Yisrael, 50-50. We assume that he's Yisrael as well. L'may Hilchasa. What is the nafkamina here? What's the point of saying that Mechza Mechza Yisrael? When it comes to feeding him an Avela, we just said only if it's Roiv Kutim, we're allowed to. When it comes to returning an Aveda, only if it's Roiv Yisrael, we assume that he's Yisrael. So what's the nafkamina of saying 50-50? We consider him a Yisrael. Amar Shlagish L'Nezaken, pertaining to damages. Halacha is, if an ox, a shor belonging to Yisrael, gores his fellow Yisrael's ox. So if he's a shor tam, first and second time, 50% payment. If he's an habitual shor, shor amud, he has to pay 100% of the damages. That's Yisrael to Yisrael. What if the Yisrael shor was negeach, shor of a guy, completely putter, Marub Kama says, Hashem was mafkir their nechasim because they didn't keep their mitzvahs. If the shor of the goy is negeach shor shel Yisrael, in all circumstances he pays full damages, nedek shalom. This 50% arrangement, that's amongst Yisrael, amongst the Yisrael fraternity group. But a goy, why shouldn't he pay full amount? Of course, we're speaking that the Bezen of Yisrael had complete authority to enforce his halachas. So that's halacha according to the Torah. We have a baby found in a city where it's 50-50. The Mishnah says he has a din of Yisrael pertaining to damages, meaning this unidentified fellow, when he grows up and he owns an ox and is involved in some sort of accident, you can't demand more from him than if he would have been a Yisrael, because you can't prove that he's not. Amar Shlagish L'Nezaken, pertaining to damages, what are we speaking about? What's the case? If we're speaking that our ox gored his ox, so Yisrael was mazik this unidentified fellow, and perhaps in that case the Mishnah considers him a Yisrael, in which case he's entitled to collect damages. Well, nicey rai of an Ishkel, he has no right. Let him prove, let him verify his identity. Let him confirm that he's Yisrael. He has to be a riot to collect that money. Otherwise, why would the Yisrael have to pay him anything? He could just say, well, maybe you're not Jewish. Well, Tzricha, apparently we're speaking, well, the opposite took place. The Nakhi, Torah de Day, his shor was Negeach, who? The Torah de Dan, to the shor of Yisrael. So, the shaila is as follows. On the chance that he's a Goy, has to pay 100%. Full damages. On the chance that he's Yisrael, since it's just a shor tam, he pays 50%. Says the Mishnah, he has a full right to claim that he's Yisrael. You can't collect from him more than if he would be a Yisrael. Palga Yavle. So 50%, this unidentified fellow will have to pay the Yisrael. And he has to do in either case, whether he's Yisrael or not. Idach palga regarding the other half, namely, this fellow can tell the Yisrael, look, I see raya, bring your raya, you prove the lav Yisrael that I'm not Jewish, ushkoil, and collect the other half. Until he does that, all he has to pay is 50%. So in summary, when it's Rav Kutim, we treat him like a goy, which means you can feed him an avela. Rav Yisrael, we treat him like a Yisrael, we do hashavas aveda. 50-50, pertaining to damages. And when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, we concluded, in all cases, we don't take a chance. Ein hulchen b'Pekuach Nefesh acha roiv. We follow through, even if it's just a minor chance that he's Yisrael. And regarding Lachiyos, that's a good shaila, regarding supporting him. At what point are we mechuyev to sustain him, support his needs? So Rav says, only when it's roiv Yisrael. Only at that point do we have to support him. Meaning, when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, So it's an acute situation. He's right here. He's in your hands. You have to save him. Then, in all cases, you have to save him. Even if it's roiv goyim. But when it comes to supporting him on a daily basis, says Rav, well, if you can safely assume that he's a Yisraeli, mechayiv. You have a mitzvah. B'chai achicha imcha. But otherwise, they don't go find sustenance elsewhere. There's no chiv to mechayim. However, according to Shmuel, as the Mefarshim point out, according to Shmuel, just as there's a chiv of a lefakech as hagal to save him from underneath the rubble, regardless of the percentage that's present, even if it's just a slight percentage, slight chance that he's Yisrael, he mechayiv to save him, even though it's just a weak chance that he'll survive at all. Certainly, of course, there's a chiv lachyoyse to supply his needs, to support him. It doesn't come to a situation where his life is in danger. It's a kolshkin. So that's interesting, machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So in summary, he walks into the town, he finds an abandoned baby. Halacha is, if most in this town are goyim, we treat him like a kuti, which means we feed him an avela. If it's mechza, mechza, he's treated like Yisrael. So he only has to pay 50% damages to the Yisrael. If it's Rav Yisrael, we treat him like Yisrael as well, regarding Hashavas Aved. So again, if it's Rav Kutim, we can feed him an avela. We don't give him back an aveda. And if his shor is negech the shor of Yisrael, he has to pay full damages. If it's mechza mechza, we treat him like Yisrael, you can't feed him nevela. You're still not machzer aveda. But if his shor was negech the shor of Yisrael, he can treat himself as a Yisrael and doesn't have to pay the other half. If it's roiv Yisrael in town, we consider this baby as a Yisrael, we can't feed him nevela. But machzer is aveda. And of course, he doesn't pay any nezek sholim because he's treated like a Yisrael. Pikuach nefesh applies to all equally. He's a chiv to save him under all circumstances. Regarding Lach Yosai, we have an interesting discussion. According to Shmuel, in all cases, the answer is yes. According to Rav, the only time there's a chiv Lach Yosai, if it's Rav Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Misha Nafal Olam HaPoilis. Misha describes a case where a building collapses. And there might be somebody underneath. And the Mishnah states three different uncertainties. Maybe he's there, maybe he's not, maybe he's alive. My comma, what does the Mishnah mean to say, Loi Mibayu comma? Needless to say. Loi Mibayu, needless to say. When it's Safak Usham, Safak Enisham, the uncertainty pertains to presence. We don't know. You know, somebody is walking by and the building collapsed. He might be there, might not be there. But if he's there, Di Yisei, if he's really there, Chayu, he's certainly alive, it just happened. Chances are he's alive. So needless to say that in that case, you go search for him, then fachin, you dig him out. El afilu. So the Mishnah is progressing. One suffix on top of the other. It's a triple suffix at the end of the day, and still the halacha applies. El afilu suffix chai suffix meis. Even if there's another suffix on top of that one. So A, we don't know if he's there or not. And even if he's really there, it's been a while. Was a real big building, Safak Chai, Safak Meis. We don't even know whether he's still alive. Mefachin, you proceed. Here comes the third Chiddush. V'lemi Boye Safak Chai, Safak Meis. De Yisrael. And needless to say, if this Safak pertains to Yisrael, who you know might be there. If there's somebody there, if he's alive, he's a Yisrael, you proceed. So not only in that case, El Afilu, Safak Kuti, Safak Yisrael, Mefachin. But even if you have another suffix on top of all that. You don't even know if he's Israel or not. We still proceed. We dig him out on Shabbos. The Chiddush is, even when there's a triple suffix, A, perhaps somebody's there, perhaps not. Even if he's there, perhaps he didn't survive. And third of all, we don't even know whether he's Israel. We don't take any chances. And we don't fakir, sagal, even on Shabbos. Mishnah says, Matzu Chai Mefachin. So you're digging and you discover him to be alive. You continue digging to get him out. Matzu Chai? Pshita, of course you continue. What's the Chiddush? Leitzricha Afilu L'Chayisho. The Chiddush, even when you know, he's not going to really survive in the long term. You're still mechuyev to dig him out for temporary life. The life of a yid, even temporarily, has chashivas. And you continue doing this malacha to get him out. But if he's found to be mace, you leave him alone. Hanami pshita, of course. What else should you do? Why would you proceed? There's no point. Leitzricha ella the Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. The Chiddush applies to this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The sun, as we learned, ein matzilin sameis medleka. There's a fire raging, and there's a mace in the way. Who's going to get affected by that fire? We don't allow you to take the mace away. He's moktza. There's no point. Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish shemati shematzilin sameis medleka. He disagrees. I heard Halacha, that you can go ahead and drag the mace away in the face of a fire. So you can do muktzah to save him from a dleg. So the chiddush is that this concept doesn't apply in our case of the mace discovered beneath the rubble. V'afilu rabbi ben lakish leka'amar, even he would not advocate ela metoich, only in the case of the fire. There we allow muktzah, so that the mace is not affected by the fire. Why? Because we're concerned that if we prevent him from dragging away the mace, he might actually put out the fire, which is worse. Due to his anxiety, on account of his mace who's lying there. If you don't allow him to drag the mace away, he might put out the fire, which is worse. It's a deraisa, so we allow muktzah. In order to avoid a possible issa deraisa. He doesn't put out the fire in his anxious state. Avalocha, but in our case, where the mace is buried beneath a pile of stones. Ilay sharisley, if you don't allow him to remove the mace, what's the worst thing that could happen? My isle lemebat, what could he do already? There's no justification for allowing removal of the stones when he's found to be a mace. So we're checking, and we discover this fellow, and we're going to see whether he's a mace or not. Doesn't look alive. We check his vital signs. Until what point in his body do we check to see where he's holding? Ad choytmai. Until his nostrils, until his nose. We will be able to detect whether there's some sort of breath coming out, which will indicate whether he's alive or not. You have to check until the heart. Check to see if there's a pulse. That's a true indicator of life. Now, Badak Umotz El Yoyne Mason. Please check and he finds the upper layer. People that are mace. L'yoymar kva mace atachtayim. You shouldn't just assume that the people on bottom are dead as well. In fact, it was a masahaya. Umotz El Yoyne Mason. Although the upper a layer was found to be dead. Beneath them, we found alive people. Continues the Gemara. Perhaps this machlekes of where we're meant to be doidik. What is the true sign of life? The chaitim or the lev. Is in line with the following machlekes tanoim. What a similar machlekes regarding what is the focal point within one's body. What is the source of life? What is the starting point of creation? From where does the child begin to be formed? From his head. So Hashem, you formed me in my mother's womb. We find gizi nizrich pertaining to hair on one's head. So imiata goiz is referring to Hashem's creating me from my head. That's the first point of life. Abashol aymer mitiburi. Life begins at the midpoint. That's where Hashem begins forming the fetus. Some say mitiburi is the heart area. So there are really two points. There are two sort of aspects within a person. There's the brain, there's the intellectual aspect, and then there's the Evar HaGuf, the heart, which pumps blood throughout the body. The question is, what's the Iker? What's primary, what's secondary? Perhaps both get formed at the same time. The Shal is, what's Tali and what? Is it the head and the heart, or the heart and the head? So Bashal maintains Mitiburi. That's the starting point. That's the source of life. That's where Hashem begins to form the child. It starts with Tiburi. U'mishaleach sharoshav eloch. And it spreads its roots in all directions. So we have machlekes. What's the ikar chayim? The head or the heart? Which seems to be consistent with the previous question regarding the chiv badika. Under the gal, do we look for the heart? Vital signs expressed in the heart, or vital signs expressed through one's nose, which is in the head area. So as we know, it's not really totally in that. I feel tame Abishol, even Abishol, who says a starting point of life is Tiburoi, he can agree, perhaps, when it comes to being Boidik, even to be Boidik at the nostrils. Because that's the Iker point of life, that's the Makom HaNeshama. And that provides life for the entire body. It's only over there. We speak about the Seder HaBriya. We speak about how the Guf is formed. It's only over there where he says the Tibur, the heart, the midpoint, intestines, that's the focal point. When it comes to forming the child. The Chol Midi Mimtziase Mitzer. Things are formed and created from their midpoint. So we're speaking about the creation of a body. Yeah, the midpoint of the body is the focal point. But when it comes to life, what sustains that body? Avalin Pukoch Nefesh, trying to determine whether this fellow is alive or not, trying to discern his sign of life. Afilo Abashol Moid, even he agrees. The Iker Chiyusa Ba'apiyu. Life is discernible mainly Ba'api, at the nose, at the nostrils. That's where the neshama is expressed. Chsiv, koil asher nishmas, ruach chayim, where? Ba'apiv. Omer Rav Papa. Although we speak about a machlekes of how to be boidik, nostrils, the heart, says Rav Papa, you meant to know. Machlekes mimata lamal. Machlekes applies to a case where he's checking Mimato, starting at the lower portion of the body, going upward, lamala. So first he arrives at the heart. He sees nothing. Detects no signs of life. One shita says, stop right there. Heart's not beating. It's over. The other shita says, no. The ikar chiyus is ba'apav, at the nose area, at the nostrils. Perhaps the vital signs coming out of the heart are very faint, not really discernible. Continue further to the ikkah, to the source of life, to the neshama in the head, which perhaps you will discern by way of the ruach coming out of the nose. So that's the machlekes. Avol memalu lamata. But if he's checking from the top of the body going downward, in that case, no machlekes. Why? Kiven de bodak liat choytme. Once he reaches the choytem, there's no sign of life there. Shuvein yitzarech. There's no need to proceed. He can determine definitively this fellow is no longer alive. The chsiv, koil asher nishmas ruach chaim ba'apav. Nostrils, the nose, the neshama, the mayach. That's the true expression of life. That provides life for the entire body. So if he reaches that point, no signs of life, there's no point to continuing further. So in short, when we speak about the seder hayitzira of the guf within the mother's stomach, then we have a shiloh. What's primary? What's secondary? Is it the head that is primary and the midpoint of the body is secondary, or the other way around? Two parts to the person. Shaila is, what's the ikar? What comes first? But once he's living, he has a neshama. And the question is, how do you detect a sign of life? All agree, perhaps. Iker is in the mayach, Iker is in the neshama, Iker is in the chaytim, kol asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav. So if there are no signs visible in the chaytim, all agree it's considered mace. The question is, in the case we hadn't yet got to the moyach, got to the chaytim, and he doesn't detect anything in the heart, is that enough to determine that he must not have any life? Because the chiyus in the upper portion of the body is not being expressed in the lave. There's nothing there. So that lack of expression indicates that there is nothing at the source. Or perhaps no. Perhaps the signs are very faint, not really discernible at that point. Continue further to the source. Maybe you'll find something there. So that's the point in Machlekes. Incidentally, Poskim say that nowadays, all these halachas really have to be adapted to what's happening today, the ability to resuscitate. Even when there are no vital signs, we have CPR, defibrillators, all kinds of methods used to resuscitate patients which don't exhibit any signs of life. No breathing, no pulse. In which case, the halacha lemaisa is that there's any chance of survival by any means that are available today, you have to go ahead, be Mechal Shabbos, dig him out, and attempt to revive him. Continues the Gemara, okay, so we know Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, and even a suffix, Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. How do we know that? What's the source? Continues the Gemara. There was a story as follows. Ukvar Hoya Rabbi Shmuel. There was a story involving Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, that were traveling Mahalchem Baderach. Velevi HaSadr, that was his name, Rabbi Shmuel, Bnoi Shoah, Elazar and Azariah, walking behind the Mahalchem Achrein. Nish Shalu Sheilu name. The following question was posed to them. Minayin, the Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. How do we know that saving one's life overrides Shabbos, and even when it's just a suffix that he might be saved, it justifies? Nander Bishmol V'Amar, Bishmol responded. Pasuk says, Ima Machteres Yimotzi Aganav. The homeowner discovers a Ganav tunneling into his home. Says the Pasuk, kill him. Why? This fellow knows that nobody gives up their money easily. He's prepared for the fight. He knows the owner might confront him, might challenge him, and he's willing to kill him for his money. He's coming to kill you. What does the pasuk say? Get up and kill him first. We learn from here. Umazesh safek al mamen ba safek al nefashes ba. Certainly in this case, we can't determine definitively this fellow is coming to kill. Safek al mamen ba. Maybe he's just coming to get the money. He's coming to bluff. He doesn't really intend on killing the homeowner. If he doesn't hand over the wallet, he might drop his gun. Suffolk on the fush as well. There's a good chance that he really intends on carrying it out all the way through and killing him. That's a suffolk. And what does the Torah say? Go ahead and kill him. Do shvichas damim to save your life. Ushvichas damim metames arts. Killing is so harsh. It's metame arts yisrael. Vigorim l'shchina shetestalk yisrael. Chases away the shchina. And still, despite the fact that it's so severe, nitan latzil benafshei. Torah allows the homeowner to save himself the expense of the attacker's life. Certainly, when it comes to saving one's life, the expense of Shabbos is meant to do that. That's one pshat. Nana Rabbi Kiva Amar. Rabbi Kiva responded with another source. If one kills somebody, if he's a kohen doing the avodah, remove him from his beach and punish him. We learn me'im mizbechi. When he's next to the Mizbeach, if he's a Kohen approaching the Mizbeach, but had not yet begun the Avodah, then you take him to the Bezdin and kill him. V'loy me'al b'zbechi. But not when he's actually engaged in the Avodah, you don't interrupt the Avodah, you let him finish. V'omar Rabba Barbar Chana Omar B'yechanon, lo yishanu elu l'homis. This only pertains to killing this guilty fellow. You let him finish the Avodah, you don't interrupt. Avol l'hachis. Says Rashi on top, Awal Hachis, Kigon Shiyadeh Lelamit Zchus Al Adam, Shenidah Mebezden Laharik. Suppose this Kayin, who's engaged in Avodah, happens to possess some information that can be of help to a person who's on trial in Bezden, about to be killed. He can go help him and save his life. In that case, Afilu Ma'al Mizbechi, even if he's actually engaged in Avodah, we interrupt the Avodah to save a person's life. We call him from the Avodah over to Bezden. Let's see what you have to say to save a person's life. Okay. Now, since we find, in this case, Although, what are we dealing with? A suffix. We don't know if yesh mamash bedvarav, there's some validity to his argument. Suffix, ein mamash bedvarav, perhaps his presentation won't really do much for that fellow on trial. So, a suffix. Suffix that might save a life. What are we going to interrupt? Avoida. Avoida on the Mizbech, which is Deich HaShabbos. V'avoida Deich HaShabbos. So, be Machaya person overrides Avoida, which overrides Shabbos. Right? So, Kavachoyim Elipkoch Nefesh Deich HaShabbos. Certainly, saving one's life overrides Shabbos. Again, if Lach Yosei overrides Avoida, which is superior to Shabbos, certainly, saving one's life can override Shabbos as well. So that's a right. Nenar Blezva Omar, he responded with another right. We know that Mila is meant to be done on Shabbos. Uma Mila, she echad mimosayim varbo shmoine ivarim, sheba adam. Since Mila, which is simply coming to be masaking one of person's ivarim, one of his 248 ivarim, Deiches HaShabbos, it justifies Chilul Shabbos. Certainly, when it comes to saving an entire body, it's Deich HaShabbos. Rabbi Yisrael Rido Eimer, I have another source for this halach. Pasuk says, Es Shabbos Yishmeru, watch my Shabbos. Yochel HaKoyah, perhaps, under all circumstances, even the expense of one's life. Talmud Leimer, Ach. Pasuk says, Ach Es Shabbos Yishmeru. We learn, Ach is Chilek Cholak. They're splitting it, separating typical from non-typical. When it's a question of a person's life, we negate the Shabbos and save a person's life. So it's limited. If it's Pekuach Nefesh, we override Shabbos. Rabbi Yenis ben Yosef Omer, I have another pasuk. Shabbos is ki kodesh ilochem. It's kodesh to you, we learn. Hi mesur b'yetchem. Shabbos is given to you to take care of it. V'lo yatam mesur b'yado. However, you're not given over to Shabbos. You make the Shabbos. You watch the Shabbos, but you're not given to Shabbos, meaning it's a question of Shabbos or a Yid's life. Koch Nefesh overrides. Reb Shimon Nasu Eimer, the Pasuk says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, and continues, La'as v'yisrael ha-Shabbos l'dayroisam bris oylam. We learn from here, Shmir Shabbos is meant to be applied in a way which will generate more Shmir Shabbos. Amra Teira chalel olav Shabbos achas. However, if it's a question of Pekuach Nefesh, go ahead, be Mechalel one Shabbos to enable more, to facilitate more Shmir Shabbos in the future. Kadei Sheishma Shabbos is harbe. Let's go over to Rashi, 5 lines from the top. V'shomer Neisoz HaShabbos, Kadei Lasa Shabbos is Acheris, Yizaru B'Shabbos Zu, B'Kiyam Shmir Shabbos is harbe. Observe this Shabbos in a manner which will enable more Shabbos in the future. So if this person is in danger, you know what? Sacrifice this Shabbos in order to make him able to keep many more Shabbos in the future. Amar Vidam Rashmol, Yavoy Asim, had I been there at that discussion, I would have offered my pshat. Hava Amina Didi Adifa Mididu, I would have figured that my pshat is actually better, superior to their pshat. Pasuk says, V'chai b'hem, V'loy Shiyamas b'hem. Mitzvahs are given to provide life. Life in this world, life in the next world, and not to produce misa. So if I keep in Shabbos in this case, it can generate misa. Koch nefesh takes priority. Amar Rava, lekulu islu pircha. If you review all these sources, you'll see that it is a way to challenge every single one of them. Except Barbin de Shmuel, the Leslie Percha, except for Shmuel's, which is the best. There's no way to challenge it. So now he goes down the line. There'll be Shmuel. That was the first one. They can go ahead and kill the fellow that's tunneling into your home. Brought a raya. That even if it's Suffolk Nefashis, you can go ahead and do Ritzich. So that's more, perhaps, it's not a Suffolk, it's a Vadai. You know this fellow is not investing all that effort just to back off when he's challenged. He plans to go for the... This is a real threat here. Dilma kederav, as Rav explained, the Amar Rav, my time of the machteris. Why is it you can kill a person that's tunneling into your home? Chazoka eino de mamid atzma mamoinoi. we know with certainty that a person will not withhold from saving his money. He won't just give up his money without a fight. This Ganav knows full and well that this fellow will challenge him. He's thinking, if he challenges me, I'm out to kill him. That's not a suffix. It's a vada, he's going to kill him. Therefore, the Torah says, over here, the Torah says, teaches us this halacha. One is coming to kill you. Hashkim lahargai. Jump on him. Kill him first. Vashkim vada. If so, yeah. When it's a vada danger, you can do it. Suffolk minola. We still don't know that if it's only a suffolk pikuach nefesh, it allows you to do an aver. Let's go over to Rashi, 8 lines from the top. Ein adam mamid atzmai. A person will not stop from saving his money. This kind of knows full and well he's going to be challenged by the owner. He's coming with that mindset. I'm going to kill him. That's not a suffix, that's a vade. See, apparently the Gemara in Amud Aleph figured, you know, there's a chance that he might drop his gun. Maybe he's just coming to bluff. We don't know. He might actually kill the owner. He might just back away. Here the Gemara says no. He wouldn't invest that effort. He wouldn't break into the home just to turn around and leave empty handed. He's going to kill him if he's challenged. Ve'ez esafak nefashis, says Rashi. Ela vada nefashis. Hatayr amra loy kan achar shebo lahargecha hashkim laharge. So pertaining to Shabbos, yeah, if it's a vade nefashis, vade pikoch nefesh, but how would you know regarding a suffix? There's only a slight chance of saving a person's life that justifies chilas Shabbos. Never arrived from there. Continues the Gemara. The Rekiva Nami. What about the next rival, Rekiva? A kind during Avoida, who has some information that could help a fellow on trial. We interrupt the Avoida. Well, it's not a suffix. The Gemara is working with the premise that we don't really know if his argument will carry the day. We do know. Perhaps we'll apply a bias formula. Don't know about bias, speaking about the guilty party himself. If he says, look, I have something to say for myself, to advocate on my behalf. Abaye says, look, we don't just turn him back and bring him back to Bezdin and redo the trial. Rather, Masrina Lezug de Rabban, we hand him a pair of Rabbanon, who will listen to what he has to say, to see whether his argument has validity. Here as well, perhaps, when it comes to the Kayan, who purports to have something to say, we get a Talmud Chacham or two, and we listen to him out, we hear him out, and if he has something to say, in which case we know that he can save a person, it's Vadai, then we interrupt the Avoida. And therefore, Vashkan Vadai. You can certainly conclude that if he's Vadai going to save somebody, we interrupt the Avoida, but still Safek Minala. It's a case of uncertainty. You have no raya. It would justify interrupting the Avoida. And likewise, going down the list of all the psukim, v'kulu, ashkan vade, we can determine that if it's a vade b'kuach nefesh, okay, it justifies. But safek minolah, if it's a case of a safek, we have no raya, kibim chal shams. Except for Shmuel's source. Ud Shmuel vade lesle pircha, Shmuel's pasuk cannot be refuted. Why? Let's go over to Rashi again. About 4 or 5 lines down. The Shmuel Asle Percha. Ashiyasa Odom HaMitzvah Sheyichir Behem. Vaday. V'chay Behem means a Yid is meant to follow Hashem's mitzvahs in a manner which will create life. Vaday life. With certainty. V'loy Sheyavay Basiyasin L'day Safak Misa. You don't follow the mitzvahs. Or keep away from Averis. Where it can generate even a Safak of Misa. Alma Machal Na'al Safik. It's pretty clear that Machal Shabbos even on a Safik. You have to be Vadai Chai. So if there's any chance that keeping Shabbos might result in Misa, you override the Shabbos. That's a good Raya. That's a solid Raya. Not only Vadai Pikoch Nefesh Lecha Shabbos, even a Safik. Amar Ravina. V'item Esam Seyos V'nachem Mar Yitzchak. This is the common phrase. Tava Chada. Pilpata, Palta Harifa. It's better to have one grain of a sharp pepper, one sharp pepper grain, pepper seed, Mimaloid Sana, rather than a full basket of curry of squash, pumpkin, melons. So quality carries a day. We have many, many makaris, potential sources, but don't really provide a good raya. Shmuel, who's considered like a little seed because he was an amayra compared to the other tanoim, his raya carried the day and provided the source that we're looking for. It says the Mishnah, chatas v'asham vade mechaper. He wants to bring a chatas, or an asham vade, he stole, he swore, whatever you bring an asham vade for, mechaper, the carbon itself, will do the kapara. Rashi explains, obviously, he does tshuva, otherwise he wouldn't bring a carbon. So it's the tshuva together with the carbon, which generates the kapara. What does the Mishnah mean? Yom Kippur can't address this halacha. He's chayv a chatas, he has to bring a chatas to get the kapara. However, misav Yom Kippurim, mechaper in a tshuva. Regarding other averus, on which you don't bring a chatas or asham vaday, in that case we say misa. A person's death and the traumatic experience that he undergoes then, via Yom Kippur, or alternatively Yom Kippur, mechaper in a tshuva, they accomplish kapara for those averus, provided they were together with this tshuva. Continues the Mishnah, tshuva itself sometimes can address averus, lighter averus. Tshuva mechaperes al averus kalis. For instance, al asay. If he missed the mitzvah asay, tshuva can take care of that. Val lois asay there as well. Val chamuris. But on the harsher things, averus which generates kuris, misid de shemaim, tshuva is not enough. Hu toila. Toila means it lets it hang, it protects a person. For the time being, from Yisurim, ad sheyava Yom Kippurim yechaper, until Yom Kippur comes along and atones for it. Says the Mishnah, Oimer echta v'ashev. One has an attitude. You know what? There's something called tshuva, right? I'll do an aver, I'll do tshuva. I'll do an aver, I'll do tshuva. And speaking that he can resist the aver. But he's relying on the tshuva as a backup. Eid maspikin b'yodei lasas tshuva. Sure, if he pushes, he does tshuva, okay, but you know, Shemayim, they won't enable him, they won't help him. They won't provide that tziyata de shemaya for him to get the tshuva. Likewise, if he says, echta, I'll sin, v'yom kippur mechaper. Don't worry, Yom Kippur will take care of it. In that case, ein Yom Kippur mechaper, Kippur will not address this aver. Rashi on the Pesach explains, ma'acha she'olavu soymech lachtoi, ein mechaper. Since he's using Yom Kippur as a means to do a chet, you can't have that same Yom Kippur generate kapar. Averus shibin adam lamokim. Yom Kippur mechaper. Averus which are pertaining to between a person and Hashem. Yom Kippur addresses. However, averus shibin adam chaveroi pertaining to interpersonal relationship. Ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur can't address that achiratis chaver until he appeases his friend. Apparently, Hashem needs to be mechaper even for that. There are two aspects. To be done l'chaveri. There's the personal offense that needs ritzui from that person, but there's a kapara from Hashem. Says the Mishnah, he won't get a true kapara even from Hashem until he's merates chaveroi, as the Mishnah says, Dorash was a Nazario, Mikol chatei sechem lufnei Hashem titaru. You'll be purified on Yom Kippur from all your averes pertaining to your relationship with Hashem. Averus shibin adam la'amokai Yom Kippur mechaper. However, averus shibin adam la'chaveroi ein Yom Kippur mechaper ad shirat eschaver, until you ask forgiveness of your friend. Amar Makiva Ashreichem Yisrael, lucky are you called Yisrael. Take a look, lifnei mi atem metarim, when you do tshuva, when you become tar, before who? Who are you connecting to? Who are you reconnecting with when you do tshuva? Umi metar eschem, and who is the one that brings about that tahara? Same answer for both questions. Avichem, your father, Shevashemayim, Shinamar, Vizerakti Alechem, Mayim Toirim Mataharatim. Hashem is the one that sprinkles that Mayim Toirim, which means he motivates us, he inspires us to come back to him to do tshuva. Vaimer, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Hashem is equated to a mikveh. Ma mikveh mitaris atzmeim, just as a mikveh is mitaris atzmeim, who immerses in the mikveh, Avakadosh Baruch Hu, mitaris Yisrael, connect back to Hashem, that brings about Tahara for Yisrael. The Mishnah says, Achatas and Asham Vadai on Machaper. Asham Vadai in. Only an Asham Vadai. Asham Toliloi. What about Asham Toli? He ate something which is a suffix. If it's Chelev or not, a suffix regarding Avera which carries Kares. He has to bring an Asham Toli, which is a temporary stage, until he finds out what happens. And eventually, if he finds out it was an Isser, he brings a Chatas. Which just seems to indicate that only an Asham Vadai, which is brought, for instance, if he had a Gzela and he swore, etc., many cases of Asham Vadai, only that accomplishes Kapara. But not an Asham Toli. It doesn't accomplish Kapara. Asham Toli Loi? How can it be? Vakapara Ksivabe. The Pasuk clearly says that even Asham Toli accomplishes some sort of Kapara. Rashi brings the Pasuk, V'chiper Olav HaKoyin, Al Shigasa Shishagag. As the Gemara, there still is a difference between Asham Vadai and Asham Toli. Hanach Machapri Kapara Gemura. You see, Achatas and Asham Vadai generate a true, complete Kapara. There's nothing afterwards. However, Asham Toli Eina Machapri Kapara Gemura. Asham Toli is a temporary solution. It's not a full Kapara. Rashi says it's Toila to protect him from Yisurim until he figures out what happened and it brings Achatas. That's one difference. It's not a complete Kapara. Inami another pshat, ha'anach chatas and asham vaday ein acher mekabe kaprosam. There's nothing else that could accomplish that same kapara. You bring the carbon, you have a kapara, otherwise you don't. However, asham toli, that's different. Acher mekabe kaprosam. There's something else that can achieve the same results. This none. Chayav v'chatoyas v'ashamis. Vadoin. If one is obligated to bring a chatas or asham vaday, and then if kippur comes along, he's still chayav. However, he's chayav to bring Asham Toli, and then he meets Yom Kippur. He no longer brings that Asham. Asham is loyim p'turim. So the Mishnah spoke about chatas v'asham vadi machapern, and left out Asham Toli. It's because of these two reasons: chatas v'asham vadi, complete the kapara, as opposed to Asham Toli, which is a temporary measure. Chatas v'asham vadi need to be brought, even if he already experienced Yom Kippur. Asham Toli does not. The Mishnah continued that on account of Averis Chamurois, Misa, Yom Kippurim, take care of it. Mechapern, Im HaTshuva, suppose they're accompanied by Tshuva. Im HaTshuva, in, only with Tshuva. Yom Kippur can only work with Tshuva, if they Atzman Loi, but independently. Without Tshuva, they don't work. Name it like a Rebbe. Apparently, we're not following Rebbe who disagrees. He holds that Yom Kippur could offer somewhat of a Kapara. If it was out tshuva, the Sanya, Rabbi Aymer, Akol Aver Shebetera, regarding all Averis, Bein Osa Tshuva, whether he did or did not do tshuva, Yom Kippur Machap. The day has such a profound effect on the Yid, it draws him closer to Hashem, irrelevant of whether or not he did tshuva. We have three exceptions, Chutz and Perek Oil, except if a person denies the existence of Hashem, Umagal Panam Batera, he misconstrues the Torah, Umefer Bris Basar, and refuses to have a bris. When it comes to these, and it depends whether or not he did tshuva. Shem also tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. He must have tshuva, but if he refuses to do tshuva on these three things, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. But typically, Yom Kippur works independent of tshuva. Whereas our Mishnah seems to say, Yom Kippur needs tshuva. Afilu Tamei Rebbe. Our Mishnah could be following Rebbe as well. The Mishnah never meant, Yom Kippur needs tshuva. The other way around, tshuva is not sufficient. Tshuva by Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim led by tshuva. See, the Mishnah says, Misa and Yom Kippur machaper it with tshuva. What does that mean? That even though he did tshuva, he still needs Yom Kippur. Tshuva by Yom Kippurim. But if he hadn't done tshuva and he experienced Yom Kippur, that in itself can address his avera. Yom Kippurim led by tshuva. So in summary, how does one get kapara? On the following things. Essay v'lo essay, tshuva is enough. Kares, amisa b'yei shemayim, that's addressed by a person's death. O Yom Kippur, according to Rabbanon, provided it's accompanied by tshuva. By achatas and asham vaday, you need to bring a carbon. By asham tali, either the carbon or Yom Kippur. And we learned that regarding bin adam chaveri issues, nothing happens until he is meratzeh es chaveri. Okay, time for a brief chazara. Shmuel tells us that when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, Ein Hoilchen Acharoiv, even if there's a small chance that Yisrael is in trouble, you have to proceed even on Shabbos. We had a case of a city where you found an abandoned child, Motzo Batinoik Mushlach. Look at as follows. If it's Roiv Kutim in town, we assume he's a Kuti, you can feed him in a Vela. If it's Mechza Mechza, you have to assume that his Yisrael pertained to what? Pertained to Nezaka. That if his Shur damaged the Shur of Yisrael, he can claim that he's a Yisrael. He only has to pay Chatzi Nezek, rather Nezek Shalem, if he were to be a non-Yisrael. If in the town we have Roiv Yisrael, we assume that this baby is a Yisrael, definitively. Mechayiv to be Machzer Zaveda. In all cases, we do Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Regarding sustaining and supporting him on a regular basis, according to Shmuel, in all cases, the answer is yes. According to Rav, only when it's Rav Yisrael. So if a building collapses, and there's even a triple suffix regarding the presence of a Yid, we don't know if there's somebody there, whether he's alive, whether he's even a Yisrael to begin with, Mufakech Zagal, and even the Chai Yisrael. Even if we know he'll only live for a short while. We had a shal regarding the order of formation of that fetus, miroishai or mitiburai. Mara says perhaps regarding chius, all agree ikir chius is by his head and expressed in the choitim, as the pasuk says, kol asher nishmas ruach chaim be'apov. We learned that pikuach nefesh is doich all the mitzvahs, and even savei pikuach nefesh doich Shabbos. The conclusion was the best right for that is Shmuel's. Pasuk v'chai b'hem v'loish yamas b'hem, as Rashi says, do the mitzvahs in a manner which will produce life with certainty. There's even a suffix that Shabbos might interfere with a Yid's life. As we learned the other day, the nefesh of a Yisrael is chavev to Hashem more than all the mitzvahs in the world. We concluded with the Mishnah describing various kaparis. So esei v'loish esei addressed by tshuva, koras and misa addressed either by death or Yom Kippurim. When you need a chatas v'ashem vade, you have to bring that carbon. We learned a chiddush. If one is chayv and ashem toli, Yom Kippurim could address that. And averis b'rim l'chaveri, you need to appease your friend. And we concluded in the Mishnah, ma mikveh metaris atzmeim, afakadosh varchu, metaris yishol, kol tov tu and atzlacha.